Words of Encouragement to Workers. St. Helena, California, October 9, 1907. God has given me words to speak to His people in these last days. Time is short, and God has a special work for each to do. All are to employ their God-given talents as the Spirit of God shall direct them. The preaching of the Word is one of the means by which God designs to bring light and evidence to the world. It must be done in such a way that those who listen will not be repulsed by any coarseness or lack of refinement in the messenger. A sweetness of disposition and humility of mind is to be revealed by those whom God employs to give a knowledge of Himself. Divine power has given unto us all things that perform to life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him who has called us to glory and virtue. We all, with open face beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, may be changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. This is a process of knowledge that will broaden the mind, impart spiritual excellence, and will give to the character the comeliness and perfection that was seen in the character of Christ. Those who faithfully study the words of Christ and His methods of labor will learn to present the truth in a way that will yield definite and lasting results for good. I am bidden to speak words of encouragement to those who are preparing themselves for service in the cause of God. When compassed with difficulties, remember that there is One who is infinite in wisdom, who will be your help. Bring your perplexities to the One who understands all your difficulties. If you will seek His wisdom, instead of relying upon the judgment and knowledge of human beings, the help that He has promised will surely be given you. The parting words of the Savior to His early disciples should speak encouragement to every servant of God till the close of time. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain, where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw Him, they worshipped Him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Matthew 28, verse 16 to 20. What greater assurance than this can we ask? We have the Lord's positive assurance that while we instruct others, He will be with us to be our instructor. Those who work for God will meet with discouragement, but the promise is always theirs. Lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Verse 20. God will give a most wonderful experience to those who will say, I believe thy promise. I will not fail nor become discouraged. See Isaiah 42, verse 4. The Lord has a work for women as well as men to do. They may accomplish a good work for God if they will first learn in the school of Christ the precious, all-important lesson of meekness. They must not only bear the name of Christ, but possess His Spirit. They must walk even as He walked, purifying their souls from everything that defiles. Then they will be able to benefit others by presenting the all-sufficiency of Jesus. Paul, in his letters to the churches, makes mention of women who were laborers with him in the gospel. Writing to the Romans, he says, I commend unto you Phoebe, our sister, which is a servant of the church which is at Cenchrea, that ye receive her in the Lord, as becometh saints, and that ye assist her in whatsoever business she hath need of you. For she hath been a succorer of many, and of myself also. Great Aquila and Priscilla, my helpers in Christ Jesus, who have for my sake laid down their own necks, unto whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. Likewise, greet the church that is in their house. Salute my well-beloved Epaenetus, who is the first fruits of Achaia unto Christ. Greet Mary, who bestowed much labor on us. Salute Andronicus and Junia, my kinsmen and my fellow prisoners, who are of note among the apostles, who also were in Christ before me. Greet Amplius, my brother in the Lord. Salute Tryphena and Tryphosa, who labor in the Lord. Romans 16, verse 1 to 8, 12. Again, to the Philippian church, the apostle writes, Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved, I beseech Yodius and beseech Syntyche, that they be of the same mind in the Lord. And I entreat thee also, true yokefellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord alway, and again I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, or if there be any praise, think on these things. Philippians 4, verse 1-8. It is not only upon those who preach the word that God has placed the responsibility of seeking to save sinners. He has given this work to all. The words, "Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature," are spoken to each one of Christ's followers. Mark 16, verse 15. All who are ordained unto the life of Christ are ordained to work for the salvation of their fellow men. The same longing that he felt for the saving of the lost is to be manifest in them. Not all can fill the same place, but for all there is a place and work. All upon whom God's blessings have been bestowed are to respond by actual service. Every gift is to be employed for the advancement of his kingdom.